talk about tomorrow.
Tomorrow
before we get
is
going.
A special day.
Tomorrow is the day.
Taco Tuesday.
And besides Taco Tuesday, it is also Constitution Day, which celebrates the signing of the Constitution and the sending to the of it to the states for ratification.
Yes,
which happened a couple years later. So it's the day that they finished. And they basically closed the convention and signed the document.
It seems so simple when you say it. The day is special because it was a great resolution and resolve of tension. How many months had they been in the heat, arguing, debating?
About five.
Day after day after day. When they finally were able to say, can we agree, sign it today, there was a great sigh of relief.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of those guys didn't have access to Ivory Soap either.
It was a great compromise.
There was
a lot of compromising, and it wasn't a done deal yet.
No,
because it still
it was
had
a
to
huge
be
milestone of Max. Agreement amongst vast numbers of different types.
Fact is, it had failed until the people rose up and said, unless you put these 12 points
of Bill
of Rights.
Right,
Bill
of Rights.
12 there.
Well, that was what Madison came up with and introduced.
Yeah. But that's what sold it in the end.
It didn't get signed. That we wouldn't have Constitution Day on September 17th without having it been a general agreement that there would be a Bill of Rights. Because George Mason did not sign, and nor did Patrick Henry. Mm-hmm. They did not sign the Constitution because it did not contain a Bill of Rights.
Yeah.
And so but the point is that on this day, we had the form of our law now and our form of government, which is unique in the world. There is no other government that is structured like us, where literally, and this is what gripes me, and I think it's partly my fault that I haven't been able to explain it, that literally is anarchistic, because we do not have rulers. It is anarchistic, but we do have an administration to make sure that we can all get along and that we have means for redress if we're harmed by our neighbors or by our government.
We have a collective means for individual rights.
Yes, and for self-defense, whether individually or collectively as a nation.
We have consented to self-govern, not to be anarchistic.
Well, it is revolutionary.
It is self-governing anarchism, literally, because we do not have the Meisterburger, who is sitting up there on high dictating to us. Oh, wait, we do.
We have black robes.
But the point is that that is not our law. What we celebrate tomorrow is what is true law. And we need to share this information so that people would get back to looking at what is truly written in law and separate that from the myriad of statutes which divert from it and set up what we have today, because what we have just isn't
okay. My point to it is, and don't worship the document, because listen, when I hear people say, well, the founders believe this, and listen, the founders disagreed vehemently with the founders, right? I mean, you can find a founder to believe just about anything you want, or you can make one up, but I mean, the good thing about it, it did drive Ben Franklin to religion, right? Because he finally said, folks, let's pray. And you'd never heard Ben Franklin say that before.
I know, I never have.
The one thing about the founders is that they were consistent. They were unified on the fact that liberty, individual liberty, must reign.
Yeah.
Okay? There was no question. The question before the gathering at the convention and Continental Congress and everybody before and after the Constitution for quite a while was, how do we go about maintaining liberty, not whether or not we're going to. Today we have Beto saying, hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15
and
we're AK-47.
That's a lot of choice, Robert.
The argument now is whether or not we are going to have liberty, not how are we going to go about having it?
Yeah.
And that is where the question is fundamentally changed.
And it's interesting. And we need to
reverse that, get that back.
Physics. We lost the organization.
The bicameral solution was a big part of that compromise that made it happen. I don't know of any other nations that had anything like that. You have the British House of Commons.
Well, in the House of Lords.
Yeah, but that's a different... I mean, it's kind of, sort of, but it's not.
Well, we changed it to make it work properly. Right. Thomas Paine showed clearly how it didn't work.
Right.
And how they were juxtaposed to one another.
Yeah, but Madison came up and said, okay, we will have one legislative body that is going to be population dispensed evenly, and the other, which is going to be states dispense power evenly.
Correct.
And
I explained this to a European recently, and they're like, wow, I never knew that. That's
yeah.
great.
Yeah. And so
it provides representation for states right. outside of California and New York.
Yeah. In any law or any bill that works in the one house and they're good, and then the other house is good, then we'll send it to a president. And if he vetoes it, well, then if we got 2/3 vote, is it 2/3?
Of 2/3.
Yeah, all then, right. then, you know, heck with you, president, we're moving this way.
And right, if you don't like the Second Amendment, Beto, Robert Francis,
yes.
convicted burglar.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Isn't that awkward? You haven't seen those memes when a burglar wants to take away your right to defend yourself. Crazy. and they burgle even if he hadn't been, you know, a felon, right? And he can't own guns. But even if that not, were not the case, he politically wants to pillage you with yeah. ridiculous taxes and usurpation of your rights. But the point is, oh, I totally lost going.
When he breaks into your house, you just offer him a drink, give him the keys to your car.
Well, yeah. now he wants other people to break into your house. He doesn't want to do it. He's a coward. He's not doing it. He's talking about having law enforcement or men in blue who are there to protect
you
know, us come yeah. and do it for
you
him.
You know, when you talk about the power of memes, one of the best ones I ever saw was a sign at a guy's front yard pointing to his neighbor's yard. He believes in gun control. He has no guns. I have guns.
Out of respect for my neighbor, I will not use my guns to defend him. I think permutations of that are that I don't call 911. Yeah. I call 1911. It's a picture of a
I'm going to wrap this up out of here unless you got anything else.
To Constitution Day!
Constitution Day.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Tom McKay. I'm your host. We've got all three Davids. David Vann, David Oldham, David D'Ambroso. Catch us again next week on 3D Politics Live.